It's been 6 months in my new apartment. I'm still getting used to coming home to silence. Getting used to eating alone, sleeping alone is, I was doing that long before I left the house. As soon as I knew I wanted a divorce, I didn't share a bed with my ex again. Honestly, that part is kind of nice. I can sleep on the couch without getting yelled at. I can sleep in the bed without getting yelled at. I can snore without getting punched awake and told I was snoring too loud. I can starfish without being in anyone's way. But despite my anger, despite the few joys of living alone, I am lonely and kinda touch starved. I need to find me a companion. Not like a new lifelong companion, but someone I can spend the night with. And most importantly, someone I can fuck the living hell out of. Since my divorce, I've downloaded all the dating apps, and I quickly realized how not instant this was going to be. I spent years thinking that if I ever was single, they get all these apps and ways to just get laid like instantly. Just tons of horny people waiting to fuck. I was sort of in for a shock with the amount of profiles that were like, not here for sex, or no friends with benefits or one night stands. I thought that was literally why this app was invented, but apparently it's maybe changed in the years that it's been out. Maybe it was never actually like that, and that's just what single dudes told married dudes to make them jealous. Or maybe that's just not how it works on the guy's end. I can imagine each of these girls probably have over 1,000 likes by thirsty dudes. Meanwhile, I've got 10, and I won't pay the ridiculous amount to see who they are. So I swipe. And I swipe, and we're swiping. I decide to set my age range from 21 to 30. This time around, I'm looking for someone on the younger end of my age range. One of the greatest things about being the age that I am is that I could be the hot older man to a sexy 21-year-old, or I could be the sexy younger man to her mom. I have a feeling I'm going to be dipping my, dare I say, toes? Cock. Yeah. I have a feeling I'm going to be dipping my cock in both, and anyone in between. Another few weeks of swiping mindlessly, and I got a couple matches. A few never responded. Okay. It's very confusing to me. Why match? And then poof. And just sit in limbo forever. I don't understand. One talked for a day and then unmatched, like, okay, well, fuck you too. But then you came along. Hot, sexy, on the younger end of my search, just what the doctor ordered. We chatted for a few weeks. I filled you in on the misery that was my experience being married, how awful the divorce was, but how happy I am to finally be on the other side of it. We seemed to hit it off for the most part. I found myself having to kind of look up certain terms, certain words you used in order to not sound like an idiot asking, what the hell does that mean? You finally asked, if you could come over to hang out. And before I could ask what hang out means to you, you tossed in a wink emoji. Perfect. I was incredibly nervous, to say the least. I got your text that you were on your way over and I started sweating. Is my place clean enough? Is it cool enough? Was I cool enough? What was I doing? Am I going to be able to keep up? I took a boner pill just in case I have any stage fright, but I don't think that was needed. Because you arrived, and when you came up, you gave me the biggest hug, and then planted a kiss right on my lips. You had such a warm smile, I immediately felt myself relax and calm down. You slowly walked past me and had yourself a little look-see around, just making yourself at home. It was a little bold, but I kinda liked that. It made me wonder what you were gonna be like in bed, which got me looking at your body, which got my cock so hard. You kept walking until you found my bedroom. I slowly trailed behind you, trying not to audibly gulp at how sexy you are. That's when I saw you drop your purse to the side of the door, hook your fingers under your shirt, and lift it right off your body. As you turned, showing me your tits were bare with no bra, you flicked the light off. Now, it doesn't get pitch black in my room because I have some LED lights around my computer, but dark enough. My heart started racing as I could see you smirk at me, then turn and climb into my bed. I hurried my way into the room and lifted my shirt off. I know I'm not a chiseled, cut-up, muscly man, but I'm very strong. I just keep those muscles safe and warm under my soft, cozy dad bod. I see you lift your hips up and your pants come off, tossing them to the side of the bed. No panties to match the no bra. I drop my pants and my raging hard cock is immediately exposed. I see you look down and lick your lips before curling a finger at me, beckoning me to come closer. I get into bed and you told me to stop. Your knees spread wide apart as your legs came back towards your arms. With a playful daddy, you told me to kiss your pussy lips before I kiss the ones on your face. I think you enjoyed having control over a much older man than you, because you were drenched. I leaned down and spread your smooth, soft skin with my thumbs. So wet, I can hear the sounds of your juices moving on your skin. You let out an adorable whimper as you felt my breathing over it, just admiring how sexy your cunt is. I felt your hand reach down and into my hair. You giggled as you told me that it was okay. Now eat. I swear, I almost just came from that. I let your hand guide my face down until my lips pressed against your pussy. So, so, so wet. A low grumble rattles out of my lips as I kiss you, my tongue darting out from between my lips to start licking you up. I can't believe just how good you taste. It's time to show you what kind of tricks this old dog knows. I reach a hand up and slide a finger inside your pussy, My tongue starts methodically flicking and swirling your clit as I pump that finger in and out. My other hand slides up your body and rakes back down, moaning louder against your pussy so the vibrations tickle your sensitive spot. I felt you reach down and grab me by my hair, trying to pull me off, saying you didn't want to come yet. I grabbed your wrists and pulled it off with authority, and your eyes widened. I growled at you, with your juices dripping down and off my beard, my fingers still fucking you, that I decide when you come, and I want it all over my fucking face. Do you understand me? You gulped and nodded with a yes, daddy, sucking in a deep breath and holding it in as both your hands slammed down onto the bed and grabbed the sheets. My tongue went right back to masterfully licking your delicious young cunt. There was no shot of you even trying to hold back. I felt you clench and then a rush of juices around my fingers. I growl louder against you, telling you what a good girl you are as you're coming. When I felt like you had enough, I pulled away. I got on my back and pulled you on top of me, your body laying on mine as you fight to catch your breath. I move my hips until the head of my cock hits your shaking pussy lips. I slide my strong hands up your thighs to your hips and push you down, making you impale yourself on my length. Jesus, it's been a long fucking time since my cock has been in someone else's pussy. I held you still, taking some deep breaths. Whew, telling you not to move too much, just hold on. You grabbed my hands and pushed them over my head as you got your feet under you and flat on the bed, so you were in a deep squat with my cock all the way inside you. You looked me in the eyes and said that you decide when to stop or slow down. Oh, wow, how the tables have turned again. And I was throbbing and putty in your hands. You lifted up and slammed yourself down. And again, fuck this. Oh my God, no, this is not gonna last long. You smirked and asked me how hard I was fighting it, but I couldn't talk. I couldn't acknowledge it or I'd just come. I felt you squeeze my wrist tight before you adjusted your feet and began to rise and fall hard and fast. The way you were pounding my cock into yourself was unlike anything I've ever had before. I couldn't form sentences. I could barely form words. All I could do was growl, moan, and listen to you cry out in pleasure as the wet sounds clapped across the room. It was maybe 20 seconds max of you pounding away at me before I just felt every muscle in my body tense. You saw and felt all of it, which just made you fuck me faster, telling me to give it to you, fill you. Every drop belongs to you, saying all the right things until I started thrusting my hips up to meet yours, the force making you whimper and say ouch a few times before followed by a yes, and begging me to keep doing it. I looked at your eyes as soon as I started coming. I wanted to see it in your face, that you could feel my load entering your body, filling whatever space wasn't occupied by my cock, taking it so fucking good. As soon as we were done, you slipped yourself off and rolled to the side of me. My head is dizzy, and foggy. I can't comprehend what just happened. I felt a kiss on my cheek with another giggle as you told me how fun it was. Before I could respond, you were up, collecting your clothes and getting them back on. I didn't think you were going to just leave. You said that you have a party to go to later and that you just wanted to make sure you were in a good mood for it. A party? Jesus, I'm ready for fucking bed, and it's not even fully dark out yet. I got up, naked, and walked you to the door. I gave you our first kiss on the lips. You smiled and said, "Bye, Daddy," before walking out and taking off. Now that's someone I want to have a repeat visit with. I wonder who I'll swipe on next week.